Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply soul food. Soul food. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're all familiar with those mouth-watering, taste-bud-tempting meals we can hardly resist. It's the places that we'll drive all the way across town to get to. The buildings may not be fancy, the people may not be friendly, but the food is awesome. It's soul food. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and even though we live in the age where everybody's focused on nutrition and health and wellness, soul food restaurants are still thriving all throughout the country. Well, there are some principles of soul food that we can adopt and use to build better teams and make ourselves better in the process. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the SOUL acronym today are the four key elements of actually pouring your soul into your team to make them better than ever before. The S in our SOUL acronym reminds us of the importance of substance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, substance. Think about that soul food for a minute. It's the kind of food that sticks to your ribs. Yes, it has a lot of gravy and sauces and things along those lines, but it also has stickability because it's substantive. It's the chicken fried steak. It's the mashed potatoes. It's the hearty meals that are prepared, that mouth-watering cornbread. It sticks to your ribs. By the same token, when people join your team, when they become a part of your organization, you've got to supply them with substance. Yes, my friends, I'm encouraging you to avoid all the talk about pie in the sky and amazing opportunities and focus first and foremost on the substance, the products, the processes, the procedures, and the people that make your company great. That's what's going to create that stickability. See, if you went to a soul food restaurant and all they had was gravy, no matter how good the gravy was, you wouldn't go to the soul food restaurant just to get that. On the contrary, that's a compliment to a substantive meal. It's not the meal itself. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, the opportunities that surround every business is great, but that's just the gravy. The substance are the things that are required in order for the people on your team to excel and advance. That O in our SOUL acronym reminds us of the importance of originality. You know, one of the reasons we like soul food restaurants so much is because they're original. You can't find that kind of food anywhere in town. They're going to have things on the menu that you wouldn't find anywhere else. I had a friend of mine that came in town for a visit, and when he came in town, he says, DL, we've got to stop by a soul food restaurant because I've got to get some oxtails and hot water cornbread. Now, if you've never heard of those two things, that's all right. It's because the soul food has an originality stamp that says you're going to find things there that you won't find at your regular restaurant. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, do you have an originality stamp? Are people going to find things with you that they cannot find with anyone else? Do you have an original culture, an original training process, something that makes you stand out or your organization stand out? I challenge you, my friends, to identify and embrace your uniqueness and accentuate your strengths. Make sure that you're focused on all the things that help you grow and advance. That U in our SOUL acronym reminds us of the importance of remaining unaffected. You see, we're living in a society where counting calories has become the norm. People are looking to see how much sugar is in this, how much salt's in that, how much this is in that. You know, the list goes on. The soul food restaurants, on the other hand, are not affected by those things. They remain unaffected and unfazed. They're not concerned about political correctness. When you go to the soul food restaurant, they're going to load you up with mashed potatoes and gravy. They're going to load you up with hot buttered rolls. They're going to make sure you have a double portion of peach cobbler that's loaded with sugar. You know it is, but they're unaffected by what people may think. The best leaders in society are the ones who remain unaffected, that know how to stick to the plan, to stay focused on the process, and remain committed to their goals. Yes, my friends and neighbors, how unaffected are you? You're going going to have people who bring negativity. Don't let that bring you down. You're going to have people who bring doubt. Don't let that doubt make you waver. You're going to have people that bring fears. Don't let those fears intimidate you. Just like the soul food restaurateur, you want to make sure that you're unaffected by whatever else is around and focused on only what you can control. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, that L reminds us of the importance of remaining labor intensive. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I'm going to take you back to that soul food kitchen again. And if you envision that soul food kitchen, you see a chef in there sweating profusely as he fries that deep fried fish and fried chicken. He's going to see that person in there that says, hey man, listen, he's working in that kitchen. When you take one bite of soul food, you immediately want to give your compliments to the chef because you know somebody put in some amazing work. Yes, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, you've got to work also. It's called team building for a reason. Not team watching, not team sitting, not team talking, but it's called team building. Let me give you a few key points. First, commit overtime hours to creating overwhelming results. Most people want overwhelming results, but they won't commit overtime hours to it. Think about when people work traditional jobs. When they work overtime, they get time and a half. Whatever their hourly pay is, they get that and then a little bit more. But when you commit overtime hours to creating overwhelming results for those around you, you're going to get way more than time and a half. For every hour you put in, my friends and neighbors, it's going to reap a harvest that you could not even imagine. So I would say commit overtime hours to creating overwhelming results. I also say develop your talent. Yes, my friends and neighbors, take the time to hone your skills. Put in the work required to become better at your craft. Work on it. Understand it. Do it. And spend time learning. Yes, my friends, I can't overestimate the value of learning in a business environment. The more you grow, the further you go. My friends, I tell you, if you put your heart and soul into the business you're working to build, everything will get much better. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends, and I hope you enjoyed this segment. I'm going to assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.